If you've ever had to gather parental feedback or student opinions, maybe you wanted to find out how your students found a particular new course that you'd introduced, it's often quite tricky. Historically, we've done this by deploying a paper chase and gathering responses and having to do all the analysis manually. Well, Fluid Surveys might just offer you an alternative because it's an online survey tool, a really quite sophisticated one. So that enables you to be able to deploy your survey. Your recipients can, or respondees can, receive it in different ways. You can pop it as an embed on your website. They're able to respond without having to fill in paper and send it back. It's at the click of a button. And it makes the analysis far easier because the data is already stored in there. So in order to use Fluid Surveys, you need to create yourself an account first. If you use the free plan, then it's quite generous, actually. You get unlimited surveys. You get 20 questions per survey, which is pretty generous. It's not bad. And you can have 100 responses per survey. So, again, that might not be suitable for the whole parent body, but it might just cover you for a year group, or allowing for the fact that maybe not everybody will respond, that's probably going to sort things. Anyway, having created your account, the first step is to create a survey. And they've made that really easy. The interface is quite slick, and you've certainly got a whole raft of features to choose from, but it's not too confusing. So when you create your first survey, you're offered a series of basic questions, the kind of questions you'd normally deploy, like free text responses, multi-choice, grids, drop-downs, checkboxes, yes-no type questions. There are more advanced questions, question types, but they come within the paid plans. So if you need those features, you might need to stump up a bit of cash. And once you've chosen a series of questions, it's simply a matter of dragging and dropping them onto your survey page and then altering the settings, writing in the text that you want, providing the choices if it's going to be a multi-choice and so forth. There's various properties you can amend to change the way that the responses can be delivered. You can put in section breaks, page breaks, and you could have one question per page if you chose. You can save it as you go and preview it as you're going along so you can see how it's looking. You can change the look and feel using the themes. When you've got your results in, you get the chance to have a look at the data, and again, being able to view the kind of data that you receive in this way makes things far, far faster with a survey.